Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research Incorporated, a broker-dealer, member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services through Cambridge Investment Research Advisors Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Cambridge and Clear Vista Financial are not affiliated. Discussions in this show should not be construed as specific recommendations or investment advice. Always consult with your investment professional before making important investment decisions.
Good morning, everyone. I hope you're having a good start to your Saturday morning. I am Certified Kingdom Advisor Mark Trice, and I want to welcome you to the Spend Life Well Show, where we apply biblical wisdom to your financial life. I'm joined in the studio today by my co-host and fellow financial professional, Jesse Hamilton.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Spend Life Well Show.
All right. So grab a cup of coffee. If you're driving, pull over. We don't want you to be thinking about your money while you're driving. Well, I guess you can. I guess people can do that. But our verse for today is James 1:5. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. Jesse, what do we have in store for our listening audience today?
Well, on today's program, we're going to talk about how can you find a trusted advisor? That's an important part of your financial journey, is finding a professional that you can work with.
You can also send us an email at radio@spendlifewell.com. We'll respond to you on the show if we can, or within 24 hours. And we may even choose your question to be pulled out of our mailbag on an upcoming show.
Yeah, that would be great. You can also watch us live on Facebook. That's a great way to get connected. You can also visit our website at spendlifewell.com/radio. And that's another great way to find out what we're doing here, what's going on. And on our website, you can also find our previous broadcasts, and you can sign up for one of our upcoming webinars. And in case you were wondering, those webinars are next week. We're going to have our monthly market update. You're not going to want to miss that one, especially with the tumultuous market that we're facing right now. We're going to talk about in deep dive into what's going on and how it affects you. So you're not going to want to miss that. And then a very applicable webinar coming up on February 15th, the Financial Fitness Checkup.
Yeah, we love doing that. We do that every year. And we'll go through a step-by-step process to help you walk through and kind of get a snapshot of your financial situation and help you set goals for 2022 of getting your house in order and also making the right financial decisions. You know, one of the things that we really enjoy about doing the monthly webinars, we allow our listeners to ask questions. And if you've got a particular stock or mutual fund or something that you're trying to track and you're curious about, we'll pull that up on the screen live in the webinar. We'll talk a little bit about it. And we've got a lot of tools available to us to help you analyze that. We can do some of that on the radio show, but we can't show you graphs and things. So join us on that webinar. You can register by going to our website at spendlifewell.com/radio. There's a big picture of Jesse on that page, and there's a button there that says register for our monthly webinar. That's coming up next Saturday, which we do right after the show at 9:15 a.m.
It's going to be an interesting one for sure.
Yeah. So Jesse, today we wanted to talk about how do you find the right advisors that you can trust in your life. Now, I want to cast a bigger net here today because, yeah, we're a financial show, but this really applies to any type of trusted advisor that you're looking to add. All of us need advisors. We're financial advisors, and we have financial advisors that help us because we need another set of eyes, someone that we know is also a biblical steward to help us take a look at our assumption and what we're doing. Now, we're usually, you know, spot on for what we want to do, but from time to time, that trusted advisor of ours will help us see things that maybe we didn't see or weren't aware of or maybe didn't think of or give us a second opinion.
Right.
So Jesse, my idea here is as a trusted advisor is a facilitator in the decision-making process. You know, fill in your blank. We talk about financial stuff all the time. But it's a facilitator in the decision-making process using professional expertise while integrating appropriate biblical principles. And this is very important. so right. many advisors that are, you know, we think they're good. So many advisors out there are giving advice and they're not integrating the appropriate biblical principles to this. And this is why we do this show, because we want to make sure that people are getting exposure to the biblical principles that give wisdom into your financial life.
Yeah, and not a lot of people are doing that, Mark.
No, they're not. And that's one of the reasons that I chose many years ago to become a certified kingdom advisor, so that I could learn all the mass amount of biblical wisdom that applies to our financial life. And we kind of see in our office, and that's a certified kingdom advisor, CKA. You can find information about that at kingdomadvisors.com. You can also find a certified kingdom advisor in your area by going to that website and clicking on find an advisor. There are a number of certified kingdom advisors in Texas and around the country. There's three or four in Austin. There's several in Dallas. And of course, we're in those locations as well. But, you know, that facilitator, to use a sports analogy, since we're kind of in the middle of the NFL playoffs, we just finished up the college football season. Your trusted advisor is kind of like the quarterback of the team. And Jesse, you've heard me use this analogy, right? The quarterback walks up to the line of scrimmage, and the first thing they're doing is they want to make sure that the other guys on the team are in the right places, that they lined up the right way. That might be your realtor, your insurance guy, your lawyer, your accountant. Are they in the right positions? Are they, you know, we want to make sure that they're on the line of scrimmage or off the line of scrimmage, depending on what their role is.
Well, you want to make sure that this person is extremely level-headed. And it just reminds me of an interesting graph that I saw this week. So they showed Patrick Mahomes. They showed his heart rate graph throughout a game. And surprisingly enough, his lowest, most calm moments were when he was in the huddle directing the team.
Really?
Yeah.
That's really cool. And for those of you that don't know, Patrick Mahomes is the quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs, a native Texan from Lindale, I think.
Yeah.
And if one of my friends from Lindale is listening this morning, they can correct me if he went to some other school there. But so that facilitator is really important. And then they need to be a leader by encouraging you to implement those decisions that you've made. It doesn't do any good for us to get advice and not execute on it.
Right.
You know, we always require our clients to update their wills or get a will. And certain estate planning documents, which we'll talk about on a future show, we want them to do that in the first year because they're so critical.
It's accountability to get those things done, because
sometimes
people like to blow it off or say, I'm not old enough or I don't have time for that.
Well, no one wants to think about dying, and that's why a lot of people don't talk about insurance or wills and estate stuff. So,
well, just because you talk about those important things doesn't mean you're old.
That's right. That's right. So, and a third item is they're a contributor to, a good advisor is a contributor to the peace of mind of clients because their goals are being accomplished. And this is really critical because you have to stay on the course that you're moving towards. A lot of times people will get distracted. We'll have clients come in and maybe they come into a large sum of money because they, you know, maybe a parent died, all sorts of different things. And we help them map out those goals, and they have to stick to that plan. Now, things change and deviate, but, you know, most of the time you have an objective in mind, you've got a decision that you're making. And in this case, we're marching down the field and our objective is to get to the end zone, right?
Right.
And we got to make sure everybody's doing that. The other thing the advisor does is they assess all the risk, if we're using our quarterback analogy, they assess all the risk that's on the other side of the playing field, or on the other side of the line of scrimmage. Now, this is one of the fascinating things. I was a quarterback, you know, my and different things forever. But you know, it's amazing to see some of these teams and how they try to confuse the offense. They'll line up like they're going to blitz, and then they back off into zone coverage. They do all sorts of different things to try to throw you, and that's what the quarterback's doing, is he's assessing the risk. And when you see, you know, I think of Peyton Manning or Tom Brady or even Patrick Mahomes, they'll call an audible from the line. That's because they see a threat to the play that they call. They might even change the play there on the line of scrimmage. So one of the most important things, though, is I think that because of the wisdom of God's truths, a trusted advisor ultimately helps clients overcome economic uncertainty, such as fear of the economy or the government, maybe security in their bank accounts or their investments in things. And Jesse, you know, we get a lot of calls.
Yes.
And a lot of it comes from people reading stuff on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're listening to another talk show that might be conspiracy theory, black helicopter.
Or they might be using fear tactics or something.
Well, and unfortunately, a lot of folks that put themselves out there as advisors, they do a lot of that. They want to scare you. Well, a trusted advisor that's grounded in God's wisdom is not going to do that. They're going to be the type of person that lowers your blood pressure, right?
Yeah.
And you want to make sure that when you're meeting with advisors, and we're going to talk more later about, you know, what things you need to ask those potential advisors, you know, what is it that the questions you need to ask and stuff like that. Do they make you feel at ease, or do they raise your stress level? And that's so important. And we're going
to, great question to ask.
Because go ahead, Jesse, I'm sorry.
Oh, I was just going to say that, you know, that could be very comforting for people because their finances are such a crucial part of their well-being. Does your advisor make you feel at ease?
Right. Do they make you feel at ease? And folks, we want to hear about your experiences with advisors. And when, you know, if you've got questions about things you need to, how do you screen? You've met with a couple of people. We get this all the time. I met with a few people, but for some reason, I just don't quite understand, or maybe I'm a little uneasy about it. And a lot of times those folks will pressure you into saying, well, if you don't want to make money or you want to die poor, then, you know, don't talk to me. And that's not right. We believe that, you know, we're called as, you know, part of the Great Commission. And Jesse, I don't know if you have that open up in your Bible. Go ahead.
This is from Matthew 28:18. And Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age."
Folks, your advisors need to be in touch with this. They need to be extending the Great Commission. They need to be doing these things. And the way we think about biblical advice is professional competence overlaid with biblical wisdom and a good relationship.